Writing a motivational letter. Module 1 Introduction to Motivational Letters. Understanding the purpose of a motivational letter. Differences between a motivational letter and a cover letter. Analyzing the target audience. Homework. For this assignment, you will be creating a short introduction to a hypothetical motivational letter, focusing on the key concepts and principles of motivational letters. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Purpose of motivational letters, 25%. Explain the purpose of a motivational letter. Identify the key differences between a motivational letter and a cover letter. Analyze the target audience for your hypothetical motivational letter. 2. Key elements of a motivational letter, 25%. Identify the key elements that should be included in a motivational letter. Explain the importance of research and personalization. Discuss how to highlight relevant skills and experiences. 3. Writing style and tone, 25%. Discuss the appropriate tone and language for a motivational letter. Identify common formatting and structure guidelines for a motivational letter. Explain the importance of avoiding common mistakes in motivational letter writing. 4. Personalization and tailoring, 25%. Discuss the importance of tailoring your motivational letter to the specific requirements of the target audience. Explain how to incorporate keywords and phrases to make your motivational letter stand out. Discuss how to incorporate the company's culture and values into your motivational letter. Evaluation criteria. 1. Purpose of motivational letters, 25%. The purpose of motivational letters is accurately explained. The differences between motivational letters and cover letters are effectively identified. The target audience is accurately analyzed. 2. Key elements of a motivational letter, 25%. The key elements of motivational letters are accurately identified. The importance of research and personalization is effectively explained. How to highlight relevant skills and experiences is effectively discussed. 3. Writing style and tone, 25%. The appropriate tone and language for motivational letters is accurately discussed. Common formatting and structure guidelines for motivational letters are accurately identified. The importance of avoiding common mistakes in motivational letter writing is effectively explained. 4. Personalization and tailoring, 25%. The importance of tailoring motivational letters to the specific requirements of the target audience is effectively discussed. How to incorporate keywords and phrases to make motivational letters stand out is effectively explained. How to incorporate the company's culture and values into motivational letters is effectively discussed. Total 100%. Module 2 Key Elements of a Motivational Letter. Identifying and conveying your motivation. The importance of research and personalization. Highlighting relevant skills and experiences. Using storytelling to make your letter stand out. Homework. For this assignment, you will be creating a draft of a motivational letter, focusing on the key elements that should be included. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Identifying your motivation, 25%. Explain your motivation for applying to the position or opportunity. Describe your interest in the company or organization. 2. Highlighting relevant skills and experiences, 25%. Discuss your relevant skills and experiences that align with the position or opportunity. Use specific examples and evidence to support your claims. 3. Incorporating personalization and research, 25%. Explain how you have researched the company or organization and incorporated that into your motivational letter. Demonstrate personalization and connection to the company or organization. 4. Using storytelling techniques, 25%. Use storytelling techniques to make your motivational letter stand out. Engage the reader with a compelling narrative that supports your motivation and skills. Evaluation criteria. 1. Identifying your motivation, 25%. Your motivation for applying to the position or opportunity is clearly explained. Your interest in the company or organization is effectively described. 2. Highlighting relevant skills and experiences, 25%. Your relevant skills and experiences are effectively discussed and aligned with the position or opportunity. Specific examples and evidence are used to support your claims. 3. Incorporating personalization and research, 25%. Your research on the company or organization is effectively demonstrated and incorporated into your motivational letter. Personalization and connection to the company or organization is effectively shown. 4. Using storytelling techniques, 25%. Storytelling techniques are effectively used to engage the reader and make your motivational letter stand out. The narrative is compelling and effectively supports your motivation and skills. Total 100%. Module 3, Writing Style and Formatting. Tone and language used in motivational letters. Formatting and structure of the letter. Common mistakes to avoid. Homework. For this assignment, you will be refining the writing style and formatting of your motivational letter. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Tone and language, 30%. Review the tone and language used in your motivational letter. Identify areas where the tone or language could be improved. Edit the letter to improve tone and language. 2. Formatting and structure, 30%. Review the formatting and structure of your motivational letter. Identify areas where the formatting or structure could be improved. Edit the letter to improve formatting and structure. 3. Common mistakes to avoid, 20%. Identify common mistakes that are often made in motivational letter writing. Review your letter to ensure that these mistakes are avoided. 4. Personalization and attention to detail, 20%. Demonstrate attention to detail by ensuring that your motivational letter is personalized to the company or organization. Use appropriate contact information and ensure that the letter is addressed to the correct person. Evaluation criteria. 1. Tone and language, 30%. The tone and language used in the motivational letter is effectively reviewed. The letter is effectively edited to improve tone and language. The final version of the letter demonstrates an appropriate tone and language. 2. Formatting and structure, 30%. The formatting and structure of the motivational letter is effectively reviewed. The letter is effectively edited to improve formatting and structure. The final version of the letter demonstrates an appropriate formatting and structure. 3. Common mistakes to avoid, 20%. Common mistakes in motivational letter writing are effectively identified. The final version of the letter demonstrates the avoidance of these common mistakes. 4. Personalization and attention to detail, 20%. The motivational letter is effectively personalized to the company or organization. Appropriate contact information is used and the letter is addressed to the correct person. The final version of the letter demonstrates attention to detail. Total 100%. Module 4, Tailoring Your Motivational Letter. Addressing the specific requirements of the target audience. Using keywords and phrases. Incorporating the company's culture and values. Homework. For this assignment, you will be refining your motivational letter to tailor it to the specific requirements of the target audience. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Addressing specific requirements, 30%. Identify the specific requirements of the target audience. Review your motivational letter to ensure that it addresses those requirements. Make appropriate edits to the letter to better align with those requirements. 2. Incorporating keywords and phrases, 30%. Identify the keywords and phrases that are relevant to the position or opportunity. Ensure that those keywords and phrases are effectively incorporated into your motivational letter. Use appropriate context and don't overuse the keywords and phrases. 3. Incorporating company culture and values, 30%. Demonstrate an understanding of the company culture and values. Incorporate those values and culture into your motivational letter. Provide examples of how your personal values align with the company's values. 4. Clarity in organization, 10%. Ensure that your motivational letter is clear and organized. Use appropriate formatting and spacing to ensure that the letter is easy to read. Evaluation criteria. 1. Addressing specific requirements, 30%. The specific requirements of the target audience are effectively identified. The motivational letter is effectively edited to better align with those requirements. The final version of the letter demonstrates alignment with the specific requirements of the target audience. 2. Incorporating keywords and phrases, 30%. The relevant keywords and phrases are effectively identified. The motivational letter effectively incorporates those keywords and phrases. The final version of the letter uses appropriate context and effectively incorporates the keywords and phrases. 3. Incorporating company culture and values, 30%. Understanding of the company culture and values is effectively demonstrated. The motivational letter effectively incorporates those values and culture. The final version of the letter provides effective examples of how personal values align with the company's values. 4. Clarity in organization, 10%. The motivational letter is effectively edited for clarity and organization. Appropriate formatting and spacing is used to ensure that the letter is easy to read. The final version of the letter is clear and well organized. Total 100%. Module 5, Review and Refinement. The importance of proofreading and editing. Seeking feedback from peers or mentors. finalizing and submitting the motivational letter. Homework. For this assignment, you will be refining and finalizing your motivational letter and seeking feedback from your peers and instructor. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Proofreading and editing, 40%. Thoroughly proofread and edit your motivational letter for any errors or mistakes. Make appropriate edits to improve clarity, tone, and language. 2. Seeking feedback, 40%. Share your motivational letter with your peers or instructor. Solicit feedback on areas for improvement and make appropriate edits. Provide feedback to your peers to help them improve their letters. 3. Finalizing and submitting, 20%. Finalize your motivational letter based on the feedback received. Ensure that your motivational letter meets all of the requirements and guidelines. Submit your motivational letter according to the instructions provided. Evaluation criteria. 1. Proofreading and editing, 40%. The motivational letter is effectively proofread and edited for any errors or mistakes. Appropriate edits are made to improve clarity, tone, and language. The final version of the letter demonstrates effective proofreading and editing. 2. Seeking feedback, 40%. The motivational letter is effectively shared with peers or the instructor. Effective feedback is solicited on areas for improvement and appropriate edits are made. Effective feedback is provided to peers to help them improve their letters. 3. Finalizing and submitting, 20%. The motivational letter is effectively finalized based on the feedback received. The letter meets all of the requirements and guidelines. The letter is effectively submitted according to the instructions provided. Total 100%. Module 6, follow-up and next steps. Strategies for following up after submitting a motivational letter. Preparing for potential interviews or further communication. Continuing to improve your motivational letter writing skills. Homework. For this assignment, you will be developing a plan for following up on your motivational letter and next steps to continue pursuing the position or opportunity. Use the following prompts to guide your thinking. 1. Follow-up plan, 40%. Develop a plan for following up on your motivational letter. Identify appropriate methods and timing for following up. Ensure that your plan is professional and respectful. 2. Networking and professional development, 40%. Identify networking opportunities and professional development activities that can help you pursue the position or opportunity. Develop a plan for participating in those activities. Ensure that your plan is realistic and actionable. 3. Reflection and feedback, 20%. Reflect on the process of writing and refining your motivational letter. Solicit feedback from peers and the instructor on areas for improvement. Use that feedback to inform future writing and career development. Evaluation criteria. 1. Follow-up plan, 40%. A plan for following up on the motivational letter is effectively developed. Appropriate methods and timing for following up are identified. The plan is professional and respectful. 2. Networking and professional development, 40%. Networking opportunities and professional development activities are effectively identified. A plan for participating in those activities is effectively developed. The plan is realistic and actionable. 3. Reflection and feedback, 20%. Reflection on the process of writing and refining the motivational letter is effectively demonstrated. Effective feedback is solicited from peers and the instructor on areas for improvement. The feedback is effectively used to inform future writing and career development. Total 100%.